Golf Charlie. Dave says the net is all yours, sir.
All right, sir, I've got it. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas. A nice, comfortable day here today on this Labor Day weekend. About, looks like about 80 degrees outside, and not too bad considering the temperatures we had midweek. We're broadcasting, as we always do, on the Internet over the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November. TuneIn is the app. And if you're listening to us on the app today and cannot get to the radio because you're off celebrating the Labor Day weekend or some other reason why you just can't transmit to us today, you can check in now. We've got a new procedure. You can check in via the Internet on our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. W5CGC.org. There's a little link on the left-hand side. Click on that link and a little box will pop up. And if you give me your name and call sign and your location, first and last name, please, that would be very good. We'll load all those onto the website at the conclusion of the net, along with everybody that we talk to on the radio. You guys will be on the bottom of the list, but at least you will have gotten checked in, and that means you get half pay for the day. Goodness gracious. So we're happy to do that and get some additional check-ins. No other announcements, I guess, other than the fact that it is Labor Day weekend, and it's also Kentucky Derby Day. That's an amazing thing to say on Labor Day weekend. Usually we're talking about that first weekend in May, but Kentucky Derby is running, and it's running very late. It's almost like they're going to need headlights on those horses. I heard somebody told me they're going to run the race at 7 p.m. local time. I guarantee you, if they waited much longer, they probably would need headlights. So that's a pretty late start. Must be something to do with TV. No people in the stands this year. That's going to seem odd, but so was the Indianapolis 500. It was odd watching it with no people in the stands either. Let's take some check-ins now. Let's see if we have any active-duty Coast Guard. Any active-duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie?
Kilo Echo 5, Bravo Mike.
There he is, Kilo Echo 5, Bravo Mike. How are you doing? And what's happening for the weekend up there? Over.
Back to back, drop the temperature almost 30 degrees. So it's looking like a beautiful Labor Day weekend for us here. Go ahead.
Excellent, excellent. You got any big plans there, Ross? Maybe a great big old barbecue out on the back porch or something? Over?
Yeah, maybe. We're looking at taking the boys out. Get them
into a park for once. It's been so hot in Virginia this summer that we haven't been outside very much. We're going to try to get out and do something over the next couple of days, though.
That sounds very good. How are things with the job there, the active duty type Coast Guard stuff? They keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah. You know, typical XTO life, you know, all kinds of issues that I'm dealing with. The most jobs I've had in a long time. Spent the last 2 weeks doing an online C-school, one that I would normally have to go to the academy for, but because of COVID, we just wound up doing it here over Microsoft Teams. And I'm going to start good leave for Labor Day weekend, so I was juggling all of that at the same time. So it's been a busy couple of weeks, though.
Yeah, it sounds almost as bad as the school kids around here in North Texas. They're going to doing their distant learning as well. I think my grandson, who's the only school age, I got a granddaughter in college as well up the road. She's also doing her stuff online, but the middle schooler, he's chomping at the bit. He wants to get back into the real classroom, and I think maybe the end of next week, I believe he's due to go back for the first time since March to a real classroom. So that he's looking forward to that. Over.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And here in Virginia, from one county to another, from one school to another, they can't make up their mind. The school that's right here next to the house, they've decided to
do the first 9 weeks all virtually, but they're already looking at trying to get kids back into the classroom starting now. For the parents to go back to work and try to homeschool their kids at the same time. So it's all a mess over here.
Yeah, same thing. My grandson's mother is his at-home tutor, and she's a dental hygienist, and she's actually having him go sit in a vacant office at her dental office during the day, during the school time, and do his schoolwork from there so she can pop in between patients and make sure he's doing the right thing. So it's a real challenge. The other part of that is he's a budding young trumpet player, and they do their trumpet test, their trumpet work on the using a Zoom call. I actually have witnessed one of those, and I don't know how they even. Let's just say it's not that. It doesn't sound that good. Over. They're doing it one section at a time. So all the trumpet players, and there's probably I don't know how many of them, half a dozen or maybe more, that get on there and toot their horns, and it's quite a toot fest. All right, Ross. Well, good talking to you. Have a great Labor Day weekend up there. Big Semper Paratus. It's good to have you back on the air. Active duty Coast Guard, KE5 Bravo Mike. Go ahead, Ross.
All right, we'll be listening along for a little bit. Band conditions are good today. It's nice and quiet here in Virginia, so we'll be following along a little bit. Thanks, Dick. Good to finally be direct with you there for once. This is KE5BM, Dauphin, Virginia.
All right, sir. 7-3 is U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Do we have any other active duty Coast Guard?
Kilo Bravo Zero
something X-ray Delta. Go ahead. All right, John in Colorado, are you active duty Navy? You're off the back of the antenna and you faded on me. Let me make sure I get your call sign right. Try your call again. Kilo Bravo Zero something X-ray Delta. I don't have that last three letters.
Roger. Kilo Bravo Zero
Kilo Bravo Zero Kilo X-ray Delta. Roger. All right, you faded out on me there, so I got you in Broomfield, Colorado. 7-3s, thanks for stopping by. Kilo Bravo Zero, Kilo X-ray Delta. All right, let's see if we have any regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile. Any regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile?
I'm mobile, Dick.
All right, I got a Maritime mobile. Go ahead, call.
Kilo Juliet 4, KJ4UGE, Dick, Uniform Golf Echo.
If you can't remember your call, I'm not sure how I'm going to. KJ4UGE, Maritime, there's one. I think there's another regular Coast Guard Net member who's mobile out there. Thought I heard another one. Maybe I'm hearing things. KJ4UGE, big plans for the weekend. Over.
Yeah, roger, Dick. Well, not a whole lot of big plans. Doing a little bit of maintenance on the boat, and it's 85 degrees here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, along the Atlantic Intercoastal Waterway. Supposed to be warming up. It's cooler out where you are in Texas. The only thing we're going to do is I got to help a buddy out. He's got three air conditioners on his boat that quit. I think I know what the problem is, but everything's so damn tight, and he's going to kill himself with heat and asphyxiation down in his engine spaces. I got walk-in stand-up engine rooms. And then Monday, the only plans are we're joining up with the South Carolina Republican Party in Horry County, not spelled with a W. So we're going to meet up with those folks, and probably going to go out looking for a surfboard, Dick. We're looking for a big red wave in this country. Come November 3rd, over.
All right, sir. Well, good luck with all of that, and enjoy your weekend there, and say hello to Captain Helen, and sounds good. Glad you got some good weather out there for the weekend as well. KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, big 7-3s and Semper Paratus.
Roger, Semper Paratus to you and the guys on the net, 73s, and if you get AB4SF, pass on our 73s to Ray. So we'll be clear. KJ4UGE up.
Roger, Roger. He was on a little earlier, might be listening via the internet right now. Never can tell. Let's see who else is out there now. Any other regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile? All right, let's just take some regular old check-ins there. Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, call W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Wow, I'm telling you, lights, I was expecting my ears to be blown off. W4EG and W6 Bravo Radio Papa. Who else?
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta, KA6D.
M3OUE.
KA6D, M3OUE. Who else?
India Bravo, Quebec.
All right, I have you. Other Coast Guard veterans.
Whiskey 4, Mike Zero Charlie.
Okay, is it Kilo Charlie 2? Golf Hotel Tango, Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie. Other Coast Guard veterans.
Whiskey Bravo 2, India November Yankee.
Whiskey Bravo 2, India, November, Yankee. Very good. Other Coast Guard veterans. All right. Any Coast Guard auxiliary? All right. Let's go ahead with this list. Let me verify calls. At Whiskey Bravo 2, India, November, Yankee. Is that a Roger?
That is a Roger, sir.
All right, sir, stand by. I got you down here on the bottom of the list. Whiskey 4, Echo Golf. Ernie, how are you, sir? Have a good, happy Labor Day. Roger, Roger, Whiskey 4 Echo Golf. I'll be watching that derby with you, Mr. Ernie, having maybe fixed myself up a little mint julep or even a nice tall Kentucky bourbon out of, I think I got some secret stash hanging around underneath the cabinet out there. We may pull out for all of that. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you again next week. Not real strong this time around. Whiskey 6, Bravo Radio Papa. Whiskey 6, Bravo Radio Papa.
Conditions are too good, Dick. How do you copy the W6B?
All right, a little bit light there, Buck, but we got you. How are things in Huntington Beach? Over. Wow, 100 at the beach. Absolutely. In Southern California, you're gonna need a cool spot out there. All right, very good, Buck. Well, it's good to have you on board today and a couple of weeks in a row, so all is well. You have a good weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day holiday and whatever you tend to be doing, cooking dogs on the grill or maybe a hamburger or even a big old juicy steak. You have a good weekend. We'll see you next time.
All right, folks.
All right, Semper Paratus to you, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta.
Good morning to everybody in the net that can hear me, and greetings from California. We are sweltering out here, still have the big fires and up in the north, but our weather forecast is for 114 or 115 degrees during the daytime, and it's already 85 or 86 outside, so it's getting really hot. And only once or twice since we've been here in 14 or 15 years, that the temperature went up to about 116 verified. So, and I got my my stitches out of my ear. My right ear had a cancer spot, and the doctor stitched it up after they did their work and through the MOS system. And yesterday they took the stitches out, and it came out really nice. So I was really pleased with that. So otherwise, you know, being cloistered is not a lot of fun. And when you go to a restaurant out here, you have to sit outside at a table underneath some kind of covering, and it really is unpleasant. So anyway, I won't complain about that anymore. Best wishes to everybody, and have a happy Labor Day. Labor Day, when we were back in New York, the day after Labor Day, as teachers, we all went back to school, and the following day, the kids came. So everything's really different now. It's just, it's still hard to believe. So this is KA6C back to W5CGC, and Dick, you're doing a great job.
All right, very good, Mort. My gosh, I can't imagine sitting out on a patio underneath some sort of a tarpaulin or some sort of a cover having any kind of dinner when it's 115 degrees. Oh, my goodness, that would be just, I'd be so uncomfortable, I don't think I'd be able to enjoy anything, even if it was the best meal ever. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Glad the health issues are improving there. K6D, Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for the kind words. November 3, Oscar, Uniform Echo, N3OUE. All right, Mike, out there on the coast, a little bit of light copy on that one, but you were coming in a little stronger when you first called in. November 3, Oscar Uniform Echo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, I hope you have a good weekend out there. Thanks for supporting the net. We'll look for you next week. Over. All right, yeah. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Enjoy the weekend. Congratulations. N3OUE, W5 Charlie Goff Charlie. November 1, India Bravo, Quebec.
November 1, India Bravo, Quebec. The name is Rod. We're on the Alaska River in Connecticut, Canada. My first time on the net. I'm actually 28 years in the auxiliary. Can I do it, though?
Roger, Coast Guard Auxiliary, and welcome to the net. And are you still active in the auxiliary? Over.
Oh, absolutely. Boat crew, qualification examiner, air crew, vessel examiner, you know, the whole nine yards. But I did want to mention to the net that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is celebrating its 81st birthday with a special event that will be taking place between November the 6th and November the 8th of this year. With the one-by-one call sign, I'll be operating out of Connecticut with November 1 Romeo. We'll open special QSL cards upon request. And it will be on HF, amateur radio operators that want to get involved and be setting up stations. QSL?
Roger, give me those dates again. November, did you say it's going to happen in November?
November 1, Romeo. This announcement just came out the other day, and I got the runway approved for my station through the AARRL. So the information will be up on QRZ.com in the next couple of days, either through my call sign, November 1, India Bravo, or as a special event call sign, November 1, Romeo. QSL.
Roger, roger. Very good, Ron. Well, thanks for sharing that information with us, and wish you the best for that event. We'll definitely, got it marked down here, be looking for that and watch for more information. I imagine it'll be in the QRZ special events section for the month of November when that issue comes out. So congratulations on that. Big special event call signs and everything else. So that's a Coast Guard Auxiliary anniversary special event. So good deal. Seven threes to you, Big Semper Paratus. Thanks for joining us today from Bethel, Connecticut. Over.
Roger, and look forward to joining you in the future on the station please.
Roger, roger. Thank you. November 1, India Bravo, Quebec from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Next on my list, Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Good afternoon, Nick. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. Not a bad day up here in North Country. Temperature 50 degrees in the morning when we get up, so that's a part of the thing. I couldn't put up with that, I don't think, but at least my meat wouldn't get cold.
Oh, I missed part of that. What wouldn't get cold?
Yeah, the temperatures like that, if you had to eat outside, your meat wouldn't get cold on you.
Oh, there you go. Now you popped up. You talk about the temperatures over in California where he was talking of being 115 or something underneath an awning trying to eat a restaurant outside. Yeah, that wouldn't be fun at all, over.
No fun at all. I don't like the real high temperatures, and I don't like the cold temperatures anymore. And probably about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll be starting the fire in the big smoker outside there, and I got family and friends coming, and I'll pile the ribs on. It takes about 5 hours, 6 hours for those to get done, and we'll have a good day up here.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. I'll be right over. You have a good rest of your weekend there. Enjoy the big barbecue and in the big smoker. That sounds tasty. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board. Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus, Jack.
Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie.
Yeah, and I hope you all have a good Labor Day or have some good plans there. We got some good weather over here, 64 degrees right now. It's about 6 degrees cooler than it was yesterday, so we're enjoying that. A little bit of lower humidity as well.
Well, you tailed off there, Tom. I don't know if you turned it back over to me or not. I heard you say it was a lot cooler than it had been, about 6 degrees or so, and then you kind of faded on that. Ben right now is going through some kind of a change. Signals are fading and popping back up Q5 copy, so let's try it again. Sounds like a nice weekend for the Labor Day there in Tennessee. Over.
California, she's always listening on the web there, faithful listener, and you know, she always calls me up and says, hey Dad, are you going to be on the radio? And I think she wants to hear me, so hello to Chrissy Lynn, and I hope everyone out there has a good Labor Day weekend and enjoys the company and stay safe. That's all I got. W4NKC, W3.
All right, Tom. Well, we heard you, and I'm sure Christy heard you out in California as well. She's listening on the Internet, and you have a good Labor Day weekend there. Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. And the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see who else. We've got Whiskey Bravo 2, India November Yankee.
This is Whiskey Bravo 2, India November Yankee.
Roger, Mary.
New check in just one. Good morning to you, and I found it.
Roger, Mary.
Today, so first time hearing it, and pleasure to be part of the event. Over.
Okay, very good. Got you this, John in Jackson, New Jersey, and welcome to the net. A little bit of a fade, and then there's somebody jumped a little bit on top of you there. I missed, are you Park Coast Guard? Over.
That is affirmative. I was a radioman in the Coast Guard Reserve at Group Sandy Hook. Over.
At Group Sandy Hook. And what years were you active out there? Over.
That's negative. I was a police officer, and then I joined up and was able to be in the reserves for a few years. Still a head injury. Cut everything of that short. Over.
Okay. Roger, what years were you in the reserve? And thanks for also being a first responder. I'm just trying to put this in the logbook for you there, John.
I was in from 1986 and then 1989 I went IRR on the advice of one of our warrants, and then total till either 91 or 92. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good, and appreciate your service in the Coast Guard Reserve. We've got you down here in the logbook. I think you said you were a radioman at Sandy Hook. Is that a Roger?
That is a Roger. That's a beautiful little station there. And we were group and station there.
Okay, John, very good. Well, let me give you some information. We'd like to get you registered in our call sign database as a member of the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net and Amateur Radio Club. Our website, if you got a pencil, jot this down real quick. It's whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a list of menu items, and one of those is a membership form to join the group. And if you click on that and fill that information out, we'll get you a certificate as being a member of the group and also list you on the website. We don't provide any of that information to anybody. It is proprietary to the group, and we will share your name and call sign and your Coast Guard history with other Coast Guardsmen in the group, but that's about it. So there's no fees or dues involved, but we'd certainly like to have you sign up. Over.
Oh, very good. I will definitely do that. I have an appointment I have to go to with some things I got. I was glad to have to see. So I'm going to get ready for that. But hey, I really appreciate finding the net, and I'm definitely going to cross off that form a little bit later today.
You bet, John. Look forward to getting it. We're here every Saturday at noon Eastern on 14300, so come back and join us. And we've got some folks, definitely a couple of check-ins from New Jersey already today, and others, I'm sure, who have served at Sandy Hook. I know I've seen some of that before, so you might even find somebody you know in that book. We'll send you a copy of that as well. We're about 950 members strong, and a lot of information, Coast Guard history, and that sort of stuff in there. So 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for joining us out there. Whiskey Bravo 2, India November Yankee. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard. Amateur Radio Net. 7-3s.
7-3, Semper Paratus, and catch you again. 7-2-I-O-I-2.
All right, and it looks like it's just about time for us to get to this day in Coast Guard history. We do that, then we also stop down and listen for Alaska, Hawaii, and other places I can't hear from our ace backup net control operator and Coast Guard historian, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. You didn't know you were our Coast Guard historian, did you? Over.
Well, I know quite a bit of Coast Guard history, especially after doing this for such a long time. Good morning there, Richard. How do you copy?
You got a really nice signal down here. Jim almost blew me out of the place off the back of the antenna a little bit ago from down in Oregon. He was really strong. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and once you finish with the history lesson, let's go right ahead into the other duties, and I'll be back by the time you're ready to turn it back to me. Over.
Okay, well, very good. Today, September 5th, in Coast Guard history, in 1939, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt proclaimed U.S. neutrality in World War II and ordered the Navy, augmented by the Coast Guard, to establish neutrality patrols. In 1946, the U.S. Air Rescue Agency, an interdepartmental group headed by the Commandant of the Coast Guard, engaged in the study of improved and standardized rescue and search methods, was renamed the Search and Rescue Agency. Search and rescue units of the Coast Guard were at the same time integrated into the peacetime organization, and the whole developed into a system of constantly alerted communications, coastal lookout, and patrols of the instant and systemic search and rescue procedure in case of disasters. And in 2015, the Coast Guard cutter Healy reached the North Pole on this date, becoming the first U.S. surface vessel to do so unaccompanied. Now, we had a couple of weeks ago where the Coast Guard and the Canadian Coast Guard were their first surface vessel. So this time, the Healy did it by itself. And another thing with the Coast Guard cutter Healy, it limped back into Seattle last week. It could not continue on its mission of Arctic research this year because it lost its port engine in a fire. So they had to limp back to Seattle and get that repaired. And then a notable thing, in 1966, Gunner's Mate First Class Lester K. Gates was awarded the Bronze Star Medal with the Combat V device for meritorious service and action against the enemy while serving on board the CGC Point White, WPB 82308 in Vietnam. The Point White attacked and captured a Viet Cong junk while patrolling on the Soyap River. Gunner's Mate First Class Gates was the first enlisted Coast Guardsman to be awarded the Bronze Star since World War II. So that is what happened today in Coast Guard history.
Roger, roger. Big, big day in Coast Guard history. Thanks a lot for that, Nick. Go ahead and see what you can do with the rest of the troops.
Okay, we'll give her a try and see if we can get any somebody from Alaska. Looking for our Alaskan members. KL7IQQ, KL7IWC, KL0 Quebec Zulu, KL2 Pop the Mic. Any of our Alaskans, call now.
KL7IWC in general.
Okay, I got two in there, KL7IWC, Larry and Juno, and KL7IQQ, Larry and Nikitsky. So up to you there, Larry and Juno. How you been doing? Haven't heard from you for a while.
Good morning, Nick. I can just hear Dick in there. Good morning, Dick and Lynette. Another cloudy day. It's been pretty wet up here the last couple of weeks. Project's stepping along. We got the outside insulation out, and they're putting the lath up to the siding, waiting for the steel for the roof and the windows. Other than that, things are going pretty good. Actually, I held down the air neighborhood for a while, working at her place down there. And so it's kind of like Christmas home alone again. Over.
Okay, Larry, well, she's enjoying some nice weather. In fact, it's really going to get hot down here this week. We're going to be right behind California. I don't think we'll be in triple digits, but we're going to be in the 90s, so she's going to be sweltering. And a good deal on the project coming along there. Have you heard Glenn today at all?
I haven't heard from Glenn, but he went fishing yesterday. Tohor in. At least he was planning on going out fishing for the shore. So that's the deal there. Over.
He's doing well.
Over.
Okay, let me give him a call. KL0 Quebec Zulu. Glenn, you around there today?
I guess not. Larry, I told the other Larry, but make an announcement to any of the Coast Guard guys on any of the nets that you're on, that on Saturdays, you guys in Alaska especially cannot get in on the internet. Listen on the internet, and then on the left side of the W5CVC page, there's a box. You click on the box and you can click in and get checked in for that Saturday. So I know there's a lot of good guys in the area up there, and like Bob, KL7 November, Charlie, you never hear from him and a few others. Just tell them to listen on the internet. Go to w5cgc.org and click on Listen Live, and they can listen to the net there, Larry. Over. AL7IWC, AL7DD.
Okay, I got that, Nick. I wasn't sure who you were talking to.
Okie doke. Well, take care, Larry. Send for Paradas. Have a good weekend, you know. AL7IWC, AL7DD.
Nick, 73,
Semper Paradas. Okay, on to Mr. Nudson Nikiski, KL7IQQ. Okay, Mr. Nudson, KL7IQQ, AL7 Delta Delta. You're kind of weak down here today, Larry, but we got most of that, so very good. Let me see if Rick, KL7, or KL2 Papa Mike in Glacier View. No Rick today. Well, maybe get him later on 327. So we'll come around through the eastern quadrant here, and we'll pick up our buddy old Carlton in Denver. W86ANH, AL7DD.
AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and the Alaska Group. Whiskey Hotel 6, November Hotel. You're loud and clear, Nick, and I'm copying Richard loud and clear. Also copied to the Alaska station, so the band is wide open. And I know if that's the case, King Henry 6 Charlie Bravo might be listening. We're waiting for him to show up on Zoom. Richard, I got a story for you. We got 98 to 100 degrees today and tomorrow. Record highs. Tuesday, we're going to have 32 degrees and 2 inches of snow. Go ahead, Richard.
Oh, yeah, you better not be sending that snow down here to me, buddy.
I can't believe it. Can you believe that much of a difference?
Boy, I tell you what, that'll crack your windshield if you're not careful.
I know you're going to look for Hawaii. Thanks, Nick.
Okay, Carlton, W86ANH, AL7 Delta Delta. Have a good week and then good holiday today, Semper Paratus. And we'll go around down here to Hawaii and see if we can pick up our old buddy Gus, N87J. So the quad is coming in your direction there, Gus, N87J, N87J, AL7DD. Well, I'm not hearing Gus. Richard, you want to try Gus? Maybe I'm not making it down to Hawaii. Over.
All right, we'll give it a shot. November Hotel 7 Juliet, NH7J, NH7J, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, you out there, Gus? Well, maybe he's doing something for the weekend. You know, they may have hopped on his plane and gone to another island or something there for the big weekend, you know, if they had the time off. So don't hear Gus today, Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Well, maybe you take off in his plane. All right, well, take care, Richard. We'll be standing by, and hi to Dave when he gets back from his visit.
Oh, he's been firing pictures at me all morning. You know, he knows I'm on the radio and can't really respond, but he's sending me cute little pictures of the great-grandson and my granddaughter and all of this stuff. They're having a good time over there in Arkansas today, I can tell. But I'm gonna fix him. I'm going to get one of these, get that steak out of the freezer I was talking about and grill that big old Omaha steak I got for my birthday and put it on the grill, and I'll fix him. Anyway, out there on the internet, got a couple of check-ins here. Got Pete, Kilo Mike 6 Uniform Juliet Golf in Bakersfield. Says he can't hear me at all on 14300. That's interesting. So he's listening online, and it'll be 105 in Bakersfield today. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Got George, W1LVL on Florida, Holly Hill, Florida. Good to have George on board today. And let's see, who else? Got Dennis working at the power plant. Happy Derby Day to everybody on the net. 63 and sunny outside. That's Whiskey Delta 3 November. That's who we've gotten to check in so far. So if you're listening on the internet and away from the radio today for the holiday weekend, go to the website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. On the left-hand side, there's a link there. You can click on to do an internet check-in, and we are now logging those on our weekly page for the Coast Guard SSB net. So that's what's going on there. Let's take some more direct check-ins right here on the radio. Looking for Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Man, I'm not hearing. I'm hearing some, but I'm not getting call signs. Try it again.
November Bravo 7 Oscar.
I got November Bravo 7 Oscar out of that. Who else? Nick, are you hearing that one?
No, but I got Pat K9ZPU.
K9ZPU, boy, he's not too far from the action up in Wisconsin. Who else? Coast Guard veterans, those who serve Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
K7IJB.
K7IJB, who's the Whiskey 1? Golf Tango Alpha. Okay, very good. Let me work these, and we'll grab a few more here. November Bravo 7 Oscar, how you doing? Over.
Good morning, Dick, W5PCC. Am I still there, or are you losing?
Got a light copy, Kevin, but I got you, so go ahead.
All right, is that any better?
A little bit. Go right ahead.
Okay, good morning to the net. Yeah, got my base back finally, so I'm operating off of the radio. I can reach you. And the mobile's back in the box, ready to be used next time. You're talking about temperatures here in Hermiston were projected to be a little over 100, I think they're saying 101 today. Yesterday we hit 99.9, it's about as close to 100 as you can get. And K7MGO and I may go up into the Blue Mountains Sunday afternoon and find hopefully somewhere a little cooler and be out of the house for a couple of days and let it cool off a bit. We're in full production here on our grapes. Grapes are coming in. We're making raisins and wine from them. We have two more vines to bring in, and they're ripening nice with this warm temperature. So we're having a great crop this year for our grapes.
Roger, roger. Do you you make any wine out of those or just raisins? Over.
One vine is a combination of wine and raisin, and we have a seeded grape that is no good for raisin, and it goes into juice and or wine. So we have one vine that's for juice and wine, and one vine that is for raisin and wine, and then the contours restricted me.
Roger, roger. Interesting. I got it. We got an interesting bunch of guys here on the net. They have you know, grow various products. You know, between cucumbers and tomatoes and corn and now grapes. I think there are probably a couple of other things out there too. So, good deal, Kevin. Good to hear you. And enjoy your trip up into the mountains a little bit to cool off. That is a hot day there in Hermiston, Oregon. So big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for being there.
That's Semper Paratus, Dick. Did you get my email a while back?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago I sent you an email. You might check your spam box, see if it got dropped in there by accident. Yeah, okay. After we finish the grapes, then it's time to get the hops in. NV70W5CGC, separate product.
How many acres do you have there, Kevin?
Just one.
And you grow grapes and hops?
Yeah, we only average usually about 5 pounds of dried hops a year.
Very nifty. Well, I'll check the spam folder and see if I can find that. That happens. It seems to every now and then take a mind of its own. I check it, but, you know, sometimes I kind of forget for a day or two, and I'll take a look. I'll see if I can find that email. If not, I'll let you know. NB70W5CharlieGolfCharlie, big 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Let's see if I can get Pat in here. I want to see how he's doing up there. K9ZPU in Wisconsin. K9ZPU, W5CharlieGolfCharlie. Well, Pat, you still got your radio problem, whatever that is. You were very loud and with a buzz, but at least I could understand you, and then you dropped out. Let's see if you're still there. Over. I'm not hearing anything. Well, he's in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He's up the road a little bit from where all the action was there in Kenosha, but I just wanted to see how they were doing there. I'm sure it's been kind of an interesting couple of weeks up there, and hope everybody's doing well. Wish everybody the best, and let's stand by and see if he can come back again. Over. No, not hearing anything, Pat. So if you're listening up there, all the best to you and your bride, and stay safe. Hope everything is well under control now. K9ZPU, W5CharlieGolfCharlie, big Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you again. Hope we get that whatever that is. It seems like an intermittent thing. It comes and goes. So hopefully you can get that figured out. Whiskey 1, Golf Tango Alpha.
Charlie,
All right, very good, Larry. W1GTA, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, big 7-3s to you. Nice copy from North Carolina. 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. We got you down on the payroll. Hope you're having a good Labor Day weekend. Over. All right, sir, 7-3s to you. Turn the antenna back around the other direction there. We get to Yakima, Washington, our buddy up there, K7IJB. Antenna's coming around. It's almost there, so let's see if you can copy. K7IJB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Big fire there.
You say there's a big fire there?
Yeah, two counties worth.
Yikes. K7IJB, you there?
W5CGC, K7IJB. Boy, you took a big dive there, Dick. And maybe we'll talk to you there. I just thought you're coming back up again. Keeping healthy and safe, but got a big fire going north of us, about 15, 20 miles away. It's about 80 or 90,000 acres now, and they got a little bit of containment on it, but not an awful lot.
Yeah, Roger, Ken. Roger. Well, I'm sure that makes it for a real smoky situation there in Yakima. I got you 100% now. Yep, the band is up and down. I hope you're doing okay. Over.
Well, we just can't cross you there, Dick. You're down in the mud too much. So maybe we'll check out on 327. We'll sign for now and send for us and 7-3,
but we'll check again on 327, W5CGC, K7IJB. Roger, Ken. Got the information about the fire, and you stay safe, and probably indoors as well. K7IJB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, maybe we'll see you on 327. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans.
Kilo 1, Bravo 6, Fox Whiskey.
Kilo Bravo 6 Fox Whiskey. Boy, I got the LGX. Who was the other one?
Kilo 1 November Mike Foxtrot, New Hampshire.
November Mike Foxtrot, New Hampshire. Other Coast Guard veterans. K7SWS. All right. KB6FW. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Dick. KB6FW here, Larry, Newport Beach, and it's a beautiful day. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little hot. Supposed to get into the high 80s or 90s, which is really hot for us. So we'll see what happens. The crowd's already starting to show up. The streets are packed, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed. Probably stay around the house here. Anyway, nice to hear everybody, and I've never heard the QSP such as it is today. They're really up and down. I totally lost you at one point, and then it came right back up, so we'll see what happens here. Anyway, good to hear everybody. KB6FW.
All right, Larry, very good. Well, stay cool. Yeah, I got a couple of reports from there in Southern California about the hot temperatures. That is mighty toasty. Have a good weekend, and thanks for checking in. KB6FW, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Going to jump around a little bit where the antenna's pointed. K7SWS in Montana.
Hey, Dick, haven't talked to you for a while. We're doing pretty good here. Things are going well. Busy as usual, but I'm still working on my antenna. I got all of my holes dug for my guy wire mount, so other than a little bit of goofing around to do and some concrete, I should have those in the next couple of weeks, and then I just got to wait for the concrete to cure, and we will commence to erect the antenna.
Yeah, Roger, Steve, there is some QSB, but I heard you say you're still working on those antennas and the concrete and all that. That was solid up to that point. I bet the weather's maybe cooled off a little bit for you. I hope it has anyway. Is it going to be a good weekend, over?
Yeah, forward to it cooling off a little bit.
Roger, roger. We got a little report from Denver. They're talking snow by midweek in Denver. Can you believe that?
Yeah, TSL, they're talking about snow and Glacier Park this weekend. Over.
Snow and Glacier Park. All right. I guess it's getting to be that time of year. All right, Steve, good to have you on board. Keep working on that antenna. I can't wait for you to get that sucker done so that we can have a solid QSO. Almost had one today, just a little fade there on one part of it, but that's better than normal. K7SWS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, take care. We'll look for you again next week. Have a good weekend. All right, let me continue where the antenna is pointed. Kilo 1, November, Mike Foxtrot. Stand by, LGX. Kilo 1, NMF.
Kilo 1, November, Mike Fox here, New Hampshire, Dennis. And how you doing there, Dick?
I got you pretty good. I got the antenna on you now, Dennis. How are things in New Hampshire?
Well, nice day today. Humidity's down some, which is good. It's been a real dry summer here. Not a lot of rain at all. Just got my brand new Coyote tractor. And the guy, the fellow, was nice enough to put my hardware up in the tree for me so I can run it.
Roger, roger. You took just a little fade there. What new did you get? You got a new gadget?
Got a new tractor. Yeah, I got a Coyote tractor. Never owned one before, and
yeah, roger, the new Coyote tractor. Well, have fun with that. I bet you'll get some good use out of that, especially as the season starts to change a little bit up there. So we'll say 7.3s and Semper Paratus to you. Sorry to hear it's been so dry. That probably means that, I don't know, whether it may not be as pretty a fall as it normally would be for you. I don't know. 7.3 Semper Paratus, K1NMF, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll see you next week. W4LGX, long time no see. How you doing?
Oh, you know I'm always in the background, Dick. You're doing very well down here in Florida. I can't really say that year 86 is my favorite.
What, favorite temperature, or you want? What do you like it a little better?
Well, not my favorite time at all. Nothing's great at 86.
We're talking about the 86th birthday you had recently. Huh? Well, getting to 86 is better than not having it at all. So we're glad you're down there. How's everything going otherwise? Over.
Oh, pretty good. I'm actually doing pretty good for the age. But I would have quit 20 years ago if I'd have had a choice.
Oh, goodness. Are you still doing anything with the lodge? Are you still going down there?
Not very much. I had a little run-in with somebody working in the kitchen quite a while back. Kind of staying away from there.
All right, I got it. All right, sir. Well, you have a good afternoon and a good weekend there in Clearwater, Florida. On this Labor Day weekend, I'm glad you popped up and said howdy. We got you down on the logbook. It was Andy's birthday last week, and my sister went out for the first time, went out to the cemetery and paid him a visit, and left him some flowers, and everything is looking pretty good there. We got a couple of pictures from there, so that was a little different this year. Over.
Oh, I know what you mean. The wife's got a number, quite a number, that are down under the grass here in Florida. She seems like she's frequently out there putting in new plants.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, it's the top of the hour, so time for me to QSY, but thanks a lot for being there, and we got you down, and hope to talk to you again next week. Have a good weekend. Hope you feel better. Whiskey 4, Lima Golf X-Ray, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We're going to QSY to 14327, 14327. If you haven't checked in yet, you can check in there. We'll be up there momentarily. If you are listening on the internet and want to check in that way, go to the website, W5CharlieGolfCharlie.org, and there is a SSB Net check-in link on the left-hand side of the webpage. Fill the little box out there and send that along. We'll include you as a check-in on the internet check-in list at the bottom of the page when we fill out the webpage later today. Right now, it's time for us to go to the Maritime Service Network and head up to Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. And what I want to find out from him is either it's 192 degrees in the shade or it's about to snow. I'm not sure which. Which is it, Don?
Well, today is going to be very, very... Sorry, I forgot to push the fire in the briar. Today it's going to be 90, in the low 90s. Tomorrow it's going to rain for sure and possibly snow in the mountains in the in Glacier Park and closer to us. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I was absolutely shocked to hear the WH6A&H in Denver say it's going to snow there by midweek. They're going to be in the 90s the next couple of days, and then it's going to snow the next day. That is incredible. Over.
Well, that sounds like our forecast. Let's see, we've got highs of tomorrow. Gee, tomorrow the temperature is not bad, although what's the low here at night? It's 14, it's roughly 46. Tomorrow, Monday, though, it's at the freezing point, and we might have frost for an overnight night low, and temperature high is 80, is 50. So it's a coming. Over.
Yes, it is. You know, I've looked you up on the map before to see where Lethbridge is. You're not too doggone far from Glacier National Park in the States, are you?
I'm 55 miles north of the Montana border, and Glacier Park is just across the other side. Over.
Yeah. Well, I bet. Will they let you sneak over there these days, or they still got the thing shut down?
Some people have been able to go over on day trips to pick up parcels and that sort of thing, bypassing the Canadian customs guys. For the most part, no, neither way. Over.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, sir. Well, one day it'll all change, and can't wait for that to happen. You have a good net. We'll look for you next week. We've got a Labor Day holiday on Monday here, although some of us retired folks, we have to kind of remind ourselves when we get up on Monday that it's a holiday. So about the only thing different that happens around here is some of the stuff you listen to on the radio or the guys are taking the days off. Over.
Yeah, that's right. It's our week, Labor Day weekend as well. We'll both be doing the same thing. I have nothing planned, certainly. I forgot to tell you, by the way, you're an S9. You were even louder a little earlier. It's a good north-south day today, but east-west doesn't appear to be so good for me. Talk to you later. Have a good one, Dick, and enjoy your weekend. Over.
I will. You have a good net. You're also running about an S9 down here, nice and strong. 7-3s from W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, now going to 14-3-2-7.
Okay, 7-3.
I'm here, AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
There he is, Master of Ceremonies. I got W3HLM and Gus's brother, W1 Old Ironside. So I'm sure Don will stay around for a chat at pick up Gus's brother.
All right. Whiskey, well, I'm not even pointed the right way here. Let me, W1OIS. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I guess I should say that. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary, a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The name is Dick in Southlake, Texas. I'm hoping that our old buddy Bill down on the Ingham will come back and let us know how the week went. You know, they sprung a leak last week and had to get divers out in the middle of the night to go stick some chewing gum in the thing to plug up the dike. So I was hoping to hear from them this week. I know they're shutting down for the month of September, and then they're going in the dry docks, by golly. Going to get those things fixed up, so I was kind of hoping to hear from them today. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra, but let's see if we can hear you. Over. Well, it's a little bit weak, but we not too bad. I got to think about 100%. We didn't hear Gus today. Over. Boy, I tell you what, Bill, that was a little rough. I didn't really get much of that. AL7DD, did you copy him at all?
No, he's just down in the noise right now.
Try it again, Bill. I don't know. I've got the antenna up that way, but that QSB today is pretty bad. So give it another shot. Over. Oh, man, it's a rough copy. I heard you say something about NH7J, and that I'm not getting the rest of the message. Try it again, Bill. I'm not getting it at all. Are you, Nick?
I'm just getting bits and pieces, but I think he's up in the airplane, I think. But I can't make any sure of it. Over.
Okay. Anybody copying W1OIS, you can relay his message. We think we got Gus in his airplane. Is probably up flying around in his airplane. Is that a roger? Well, I heard him say that's not a roger. Okay, he said he had some things he had to do and he wouldn't be able to get in. Did I hear that right? All right, well, we'll work hard at it here. We'll piece it together the best we can, Bill. It's good to have you back on. Sounds like there might be a little distortion in your signal. But the signal is not very strong, and that's the other part that's causing most of the troubles. I'm just not getting any signal in here at all. So good to have you back, at least after a long hiatus here on the Coast Guard net. And if you get a chance to say hello to Gus for us, please do. Look forward to chatting with you again. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. You take care and have a good weekend. All right, W3HLM, let's see if I can hear you. I probably pointed the wrong direction for him. W3HLM? Okay, a light copy with you also, Don. W3HLM, I hear you. Boy, I tell you, all of a sudden we're struggling to hear anybody. So just wanted to acknowledge that we got you and got you in the logbook. Over. All right, stand by for Nick. I think he's probably copying you a little better than I am, and he'll give you a call here in just a couple of minutes. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins now for the Coast Guard net. We're looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Oh, I hear somebody weak in the background. Anybody got a relay?
N6CG.
Relay deck,
NB70. Okay. Go ahead, Nick, AL7DD.
Okay, I'll turn the quad. N6 Charlie Golf, N6 Charlie Golf, Golf, AL7DD. Go ahead there, Gus, or Rod. Okay, Rod, you dropped off there at the end, but 113, yeah, I see all of California is going to get pretty hot. My brother down in Rio Vista is going to hit the triple digits also. And for your information, Rod, if you go on online and go to w5cgc.org, w5cgc.org, and then you can click on to listen live, especially for days like today when the conditions aren't good. You go to click on listen live, and you can follow the net, and also you can check in, go on the left side of the page, and you can check into the box there at the left side, and you can get a check-in that way, Rod. You copy?
Could you get that site address again?
Okay, W5CGC, Golf, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, this call sign, and .org, W5CGC.org, over. Okay, Rod, good to hear you. Yeah, that's just a new feature that started here in the last 3 weeks. So we've had a lot of people listening on the radio, especially on the internet, especially with the TuneIn app for their smartphones. So we had quite a few people listening on the internet. So Dick decided that he'd make it easier for him to check in, and so if you just go to w5cgc.org, click on Listen Live, and then you can listen to the net, and you can hear the other guys, and then you can check in. And like I said, go on the left side of the page, and you can do your internet check in there, Rod. So I'll be looking to hear from you that way, maybe. Okay, Rod, temperature barometer. Have a good holiday weekend and happy Labor Day. We'll talk to you maybe next week. N6CG AL7DD. Take care. Okay, quad's back in your direction there, Richard. Got Rod in there, and I might check in on the internet someday.
It's a good thing his call sign isn't much longer. You might not have been able to get it all out.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to fumble around here.
It happens. I can't get my... In fact, sometimes I have a hard time remembering my own call sign, but that's the way it goes. Let's see if we got anybody else out there wishing to check into the Coast Guard net. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Whiskey 7 Bravo Uniform.
Boy, we haven't chatted with you for a while, over.
Yeah, the virus has kept us off the ship. This is Frank, Kilo Fox 7, November Papa Charlie, on board the lightship Columbia, the retired Coast Guard lightship in Astoria, Oregon.
Roger, Frank. How you doing? How are things out in Astoria, over?
Doing really well. A lot of the businesses are open partially anyway, and expected a huge weekend. It's really hot over in Portland, so we get them out here for that. Back to you.
Roger. So they're the museum, the lightship's back open again, I take it, over?
Partially. You can only go on the main deck. They let me down here in the radio room just to chat with you, of course. But, we actually did lightship lighthouse weekend a couple of weekends ago. Back to you.
All right, Frank, very good. Well, a nice signal from out in Astoria, and good luck in making the contacts. I know the lightship thing was a couple of weeks ago. That was a pretty big event, but good to have you on. And the weather, I'm sure the weather out there in Astoria is mighty comfortable compared to inland, over.
Yeah, people out here in a panic. We're going to crest 80 today. So, compared to the rest of the nation, we're doing pretty well. By the way, you were 20 over on that last transmission.
All right, sir. Well, you're running a good solid S5 to 7, no problem, and off the back of the beam as well. So thanks a lot for being there, Frank, aboard the lightship Columbia. We didn't get our buddies in other museum ship. You're the only one today. Usually we get Coast Guard Cutter Ingham in here, but they haven't checked in today. I know they're... this is their last weekend to be open. They're shutting down for maintenance and then into the dry docks for a while. So they'll be shut down for a couple of months. But they need to get in the dock. It's been a while, and they got a few plates to patch up. So 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for getting the lightship on the air with us today, Frank. Over. All right, sir. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see some more check-ins. Looking for Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Dick, can you copy Kilo 3, Bravo Tango, Papa?
K3BTP, I do, off the back of the antenna. I've got W3HLM in there a little bit, so now we got the trifecta.
Roger. A really late copy on Nick today. I don't think we'll be able to make it, and you're just above the noise level off the back of the beam. And copying you okay. We're looking at 100 degrees plus, so I don't think I'll be able to get that very long.
Okay, by golly. You know, we got the... got the trifecta today with all three of the brothers. Since the Derby's running this evening in Kentucky, maybe we ought to go place some money. Maybe we ought to bet on a trifecta. What do you think? Anyway, Paul, I'm sure Nick was listening for you when you made your transmission. So he was working into California a while ago in Southern California. So I'm not sure. AL7DD, did you hear him? Over.
I turned the quad in his direction, and I could get a little bit, but not much. I don't think he'd be able to make it.
All right. He said not too strong there, Paul, so probably wouldn't be able to make it. So I'll pass that along. And we do have W3HLM hanging around on the side up in Pennsylvania if you want to listen for him here in a couple of minutes. Right now I'm going to see if I've got one more call from me. Then we'll let Nick make a call and shut things down for the day unless we have some more takers looking for Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary for the Coast Guard Net. Got no takers here. AL7DD, you want to try it from up there, and if nothing is going, then we'll let you and the brothers have a try at it. Over.
Okay, we'll give it a try. I looked on the TV schedule, and looks like the Kentucky Derby's running from 2 o'clock my time until 4 o'clock or something like that. So I guess that's, yeah, it'll be 4 o'clock your time.
Yeah, it's real late. I had a guy check in from Clarksville, Indiana, across the river from Louisville, said it's running at 7 p.m. That's unbelievably late. I've never heard it running that late before. So it has to be, since there's no spectators in the stand, it has to be something to do with TV, and they're getting bumped off of their early May time slot. Over.
Yeah, Stanley Cup Finals is, I think, the next slot for another 3 hours.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on. Well, give it a try and see what happens. See if you can round up another one.
Okay, this is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 Net Control. Nipping for those who have served. U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve. Public Health Service Office. If you're with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary, you want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Alpha Bravo 1. I'm not sure of the suffix. Alpha Bravo 1, question mark. Go ahead.
Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India.
Oh, okay. He's really right here.
AB9RI, Bill. Go ahead, from Milwaukee.
This is Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India. Yeah, I had about an hour before I have to run out for a funeral, but we got a very high noise level here, so I'm just going to check in and check out.
All right, Bill, you're doing okay up there in Milwaukee. With all the excitement in the neighborhood, I hope all is well. Over.
Dick, you're just barely above the noise level, so I'm just going to check in and check out. Have a fantastic day, and this is Alpha Bravo 9, Radio India clear.
All right, Bill, we got you. I know you're doing your color guard duties, so 73s, Semper Paratus, AB9RI, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Go ahead, Nick, try it again.
Okay, this is Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, looking for those who have served. U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service Doctors, served with the Coast Guard. Call now. Well, nothing heard. You know, I was thinking about Carlos. He was should be retired by now, the flight surgeon that was the Coast Guard up there in Alexandria.
Haven't talked to him in a long time. He hadn't checked in. We also have a public health service doctor up around that neighborhood that hadn't checked in with us either. Over.
Yeah, he was interested in getting on with the W-37 crew for helping out on board the plane. So he said he was going to have some time after he retired. So I was hoping to hear from him. He's probably packed up and moved to his house and going to get his ham station all working again after a while.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to hopefully hearing him again here pretty soon. With everything shut down over around Baltimore, they really have had virtually no contact. I think the crew that was running the museum there had a big turnover as well about the time that everything shut down for the COVID. So it's practically almost back to square one. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, that sure is a shame, man. So, anyway, nice job today as usual, and conditions seem to be falling off a little bit. I think they were better earlier.
Yeah, I agree. They did. It seems like they were really good when we first started, especially around the very first early net check-in. It was really good then, but I even heard some short skip, like I even heard Dennis over in Arkansas, so that's pretty cool. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for your help. I'll turn the frequency over to you and let you see if you can round up a brother or two there. And hope you can make a QSO with him. And we'll look. Oh, by the way, I did get a letter. I'm going to put it in the mail for you this week from the Cozair people in Kentucky, thanking you for your contribution. And I thank you as well, and I'll be sending that along to you. It came in the mail here because I obviously had to do the transaction via the internet and put my information in it. But they've got your name on it, over.
Oh, okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Oh, and I appreciate it, too. So AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, it's all yours. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Okie dokie. I haven't heard any more about the Healy, so except when they showed him coming in the port, so I don't know exactly how bad the cars were anyway.
Yeah, roger, roger.
Well, all I know is he caught on fire in the middle of the night, and they had to turn around and come back to Seattle, so it must have been pretty substantial.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Probably messed up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, roger, roger. Okay, take care. Try to do it, and pass the Admiral for us. 55CGC, 7DD.